It is an ominous show of force and an unmistakable signal by the U.S. to Vladimir Putin. The White House says it wants to quadruple the money it spends on its forces in Europe, a move that could ramp up tensions between America and Russia, which U.S. commanders view as a top threat to national security.
We're taking a strong and balanced approach to deter Russian aggression.
Analysts say that approach means the Pentagon is likely sending many more heavy weapons, armored vehicles, and other equipment to its NATO allies in Central and Eastern Europe.
I can't underscore how big a deal it is, because it's not just the equipment going in there being pre-positioned, but also the people will be there, again, rotating through on a regular basis, and it's about 5,000 troops.
U.S. officials say the added weapons will ensure America has a combat brigade always ready to deploy in Eastern Europe. Even though Putin's been quiet recently along his borders with his chief NATO rival, analysts see the latest U.S. moves as a way to counter Putin's previous aggression in Ukraine. His deployment of naval forces, including submarines, near his rivals, even using his air force to buzz this American carrier in what some call a Cold War-style cat and mouse.
Mr. Putin believes Western leaders are weak. He believes that by intimidation, he can persuade Western leaders to adopt a softer course in response to his aggression in Ukraine and perhaps elsewhere.
But if America is going to counter that aggression with a heavy show of force near Putin's Western flank, experts say there are risks, including the possibility of more Putin saber-rattling.
Well, I think you're going to hear a lot of rhetoric coming out of Moscow. You're going to hear Kremlin officials saying that, oh, once again, NATO's encircling Russia.
Former Pentagon official Evelyn Farkas says Putin's also likely to respond by showing that he won't back down. He may have his warplanes buzz more American ships or bases. He might send his submarines out to menace American ships or their allies. A Russian official responded strongly to the planned U.S. moves, telling CNN they are destabilizing to European security, an attempt by the United States to escalate tensions. And he said there should be no doubt Russia will defend its national security interests. Brian Todd, CNN.